This is Ozarks at Large on your public radio station, 91.3 KUAF. In March 2017, the region got its first permanent comedy club. The Grove was a restaurant during the week and a comedy club on the weekends. The venue shut down in August while the owner worked on renovating a larger space that's now ready to host its first comedy show this weekend. Last week, Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda toured the new venue in Lowell, and she brings us this report.
The intersection of 71B and Apple Blossom in Lowell is often quite busy, especially around noon on a weekday. Hungry employees at nearby businesses will soon have another option for lunch when the Grove Restaurant and Comedy Club opens in its new location. For his latest project, owner Bill Adams and his crew have remodeled the old Norwalk Juicers building.
When we came in, the floors were all, they were for heavy equipment. There were equipment lines everywhere else, big electrical stuff through here that we had to remove. And there were rooms, office rooms all in the front. There were, I think, seven different office spaces, and we had to gut everything. We gutted everything, ceilings, roof. The only thing left was a bare building when we were done. We had concrete walls in the back we had to take out, decking, everything else, just tons and tons of work.
Adams earned his general contractor license to work on this project and says there's been a big learning curve. The first thing old patrons will notice in the new building is a huge increase in space. The building measures a little under 9,000 square feet. The original club was only about 3,000 square feet. The comedy stage, which is also a little bigger, can now be seen more easily thanks to tiered seating. Some of those seats may be familiar to Razorback fans.
When the university took down part of the stadium, the Razorback Stadium, they were auctioning these things off at, pennies for the dollar. So I took a whole bunch of people down, and we all donated money and got a slew of Razorback chairs that are in this room and also the other room. We'll go to there in a minute. But the granite from here in Springdale, Arkansas, Lowell, Arkansas, we tried to buy as many things locally as we could. Very rarely did we buy anything out of this area.
The second room, Adam says, will be used as a banquet room or a sports bar. When comedy shows are going on during the weekend, the back room will provide a space for customers who want to stop by just for dinner or drinks. Connecting the two spaces is a 45-foot wooden bar with the names of Bill Adams, his wife, and their three kids etched into it.
Handmade from wood that I milled from our property at Montanay. So this is red oak. We had it cut, had it milled and brought in, and we have names etched in it, and it looks really good. A lot of work has been put into that. The wood on the base comes from the Norwalk building. We salvaged as much stuff as we could. This is from the office space. They had white oak on the walls, so we salvaged all that and made it into a bar.
The restaurant is located on about 5 acres just east of J.B. Hunt's headquarters. Much of that space is still an empty field behind the newly renovated building, but Adams has a vision for the land, which he's calling phase two of the project.
Out in the back corner will be the, on phase two is the outdoor concert stage. In the middle will be a rugby field, an ultimate frisbee field, beach volleyball along this side, another building there for an outdoor, we call it a tiki hut, but an outdoor bar and a place you can get some snacks and stuff and more games throughout this area.
Adam says he wants this to be a community space so people will be able to reserve a field for free use. The concept for the outdoor space comes from time Adam spent in Germany while in the Army.
Where the coolest place to visit was right off of our military base in Karlsruhe, Germany. The concern that we were at just outside the concern, which is a military base, was a restaurant and a soccer field. I was pretty young at the time, but I became enamored with just how everybody in the community would come in to watch their local soccer team play. And they would all sit outside on the decks and watch the game, eat hot dogs or pizzas, or actually over there, I guess it'd be bratwurst and pizza, and have a cold beer and just relax. And I saw that the people just got along, everything was fun. I said, I'd love to see that in America. I've never really found it in America. So I thought, hey, let's create it. Let's put it here. Let's take an experience that I thought was a really great experience for me and a lot of other soldiers in the area to bring that here to Northwest Arkansas and say, this is something that's uniquely ours.
While the renovation may have taken a bit longer than expected, Adams is making final preparations to once again host comedy shows this weekend. Comic Eric Schwartz is scheduled to perform Friday and Saturday night.
Comedy is, a lot of places say it's dying. I say no, I think it's on a big upswing, if it's done right. There's a lot of indie, independent locations that will pop up that do regional shows. I foresee once we get this established, we'll be bringing in larger and larger acts. The outdoor concert venue, when we get that completed, you can see us bringing in a much bigger act, because we'll have the space for everybody to come in, and it'll be much like the Amp, where they have the lawn seats where everybody goes up and brings their towels and relaxes, and that's what we're looking for here. So we're kind of the mid-sized place. George's Majestic Lounge is an awesome place. The Amp is awesome, but we're looking as the place that will be that happy medium between the two.
The newly renovated venue is located at 808 South Bloomington in Lowell. More information is available at thegrovecomedy.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.